a mixed bag of tricks and treats.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning and happy Halloween. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanks for being with us as we continue our coverage of the fallout from the financial crisis. And it certainly has been pretty creepy on Wall Street lately, with stocks swinging like an Edgar Allan Poe novel. We've had ups and downs and good signs and bad. The Dow jumped nearly 200 points yesterday, and NASDAQ and S&P had healthy gains too. But we still have one more trading day in October, and that's been a ghoulish month for investors. Think crashes from 1929 and 1987, and even this year. So be prepared for just about anything. In Japan, the Nikkei took a big hit, about 5%, even though the central bank there cut interest rates. Other Asian markets were down as well, and European stocks are tanking this morning, too. Oh well, at least there's this. Securities analysts expect across-the-board earnings of companies in the S&P 500 to grow, you heard, by more than 30% in the fourth quarter. Sound a little odd given today's economy? Well, we asked Ashley Milne-Tite to check it out.
Analysts have a reputation for wearing rose-colored glasses. They're much more likely to rate a stock a buy than a sell, even in bad times. John Butters of Thomson Reuters says there's a good reason why these fourth quarter estimates seem so strangely positive.
If you look at the fourth quarter of 2007, particularly in the financial sector, we really started to see the earnings weakness due to write-downs for the credit problems.
The bank's problems dragged down average earnings in the S&P 500 last year. This year, with those write-downs out of the way, analysts expect the banks to grow quickly. And once again, Butters says that's skewing the average.
If you remove the financial sector from the index, that 31.7% growth rate drops down to 1.2%.
Don't bank on that 1.2%, though, he says. Analysts revise their expectations all the time. And recently, they've been cutting estimates across a whole range of sectors. In New York, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
This is pretty scary. There's a study out today that says nearly one in five mortgage borrowers are upside down in their homes. That is, they owe more than their homes are worth. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
The report says more than 7 million properties across the country are worth less than their mortgages. First American says the problems will get worse if housing prices continue to fall. Home prices were down about 16% in August compared to last year. If prices continue to decline, First American says almost a quarter of the nation's homeowners will owe more than their properties are worth. First American says the states with the most upside-down homeowners either had a higher proportion of subprime loans, declines in manufacturing, or a rapid increase in prices during the housing boom. Nevada had the most upside-down loans, followed by Michigan, Florida, Arizona, and California. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
A possible GM-Chrysler merger is on hold after the Bush administration announced it wouldn't offer up any help in the process. The two automakers have talked about getting hitched, but now Chrysler, which is owned by Cerberus Capital Management, could be looking elsewhere for a proposal. All right, so the price of gas drops by $1.50 a gallon, and suddenly Ford says pickup truck sales are up again. Go figure. The company is actually adding 1,000 workers to its F-150 factory in Dearborn, Michigan. Ford says it will draw from a pool of recently laid-off workers in the area. Healthcare costs may be on the rise, but you can find some generic prescriptions at bargain basement prices. Pharmacy chain CVS announced it'll charge less than $10 for 3 months' supplies of hundreds of medications. Walmart started offering deals on prescription drugs a few years ago. The stores are hoping that customers will use all that money that they save on their meds to buy other products such as cosmetics or soda pop.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
So, you got plans for Halloween tonight? If your Fright Night wanderings take you to a nightclub, think about those musicians on stage. With all the guitar picking and singing, they probably haven't quit their day jobs. From Seattle, Joshua McNichols takes a look at what some of those musicians really do for a living.
By night, Jessie Fortino performs indie music under the name Tiny Vipers. By day, she slops beans at Bimbo's Bitchin' Burritos.
I don't really think about it. I just kind of do it like a robot.
Sometimes, Jessie compares herself to her more conventionally successful friends.
They have, like, real jobs and, like, are married and they're adults. And I'm just like, I work at a fast food restaurant. I'm not educated and it would be hard for me to escape this anyways. So the fact that I can do anything at all with music is a miracle. I feel super fulfilled. I dig my way
through time. In a nearby suburb, Dawood Rama came from a family of musicians. He shocked his parents when he said he wanted to be a dentist.
I was a rebel. I saw dentistry as a challenge. I saw science as a challenge. And coming from like an underserved background, just hearing what you can't do, and I could be fueled by that at times.
But he couldn't get music out of his head. His patients called him the singing dentist. Now he performs soul music as Wuda. He's looking for his big break so he can leave dentistry behind. Nearby, a King County Metro bus sits idling at a bus stop. Bus driver Steve Smith pulls out his spare set of drumsticks and plays a rockabilly beat right there on the steering wheel.
And then train beat.
Smith plays drums for the country western band Canute Bell and the Blue Collars. He says drummers and bus drivers both need humility, and humility is one of the main messages in country western music.
I think it's a pride of doing a simple job well. I mean, it's not always about climbing the ladder and making more money or something like that. It's about being content.
These musicians have a little secret. Sometimes the key to happiness is just having a little music in your head. In Seattle, I'm Joshua McNichols for Marketplace.
We continue our coverage of the fallout from America's financial crisis at our website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for joining us. Happy Halloween. Hope you have a great and spooktacular day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.